Hey, Sleep to Strange listeners. I don't mean to interrupt your regularly scheduled program, but Sleep to Strange is a special feed I make, you know, for you super fans that don't like intros or music, or you just want to get straight to the stories. And I've been doing it, like the podcast, in my time on the weekends at night when I'm not at work. And now I have to really ask for your help, especially if you listen to Sleep to Strange. If you can go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron or find us on Patreon. The work of the podcast, it's never been sustainable. I've just been pushing hard to build something, and now I'm trying to figure out a way to keep it going long term. And in order to make the 12 Sleep With Me shows a week, then release the 8 Sleep to Strange shows and all the other work, it's just not possible long term with my full-time job, even with the little bit of help I've been able to use money to hire. And the first thing I'm going to have to draw back on is things like this, because it just takes, even the Sleep to Strange, I edit the shows, and I have to re-upload them and do different things. So if you really like Sleep to Strange, please support the show, even at $1 a month, whatever you can afford. And the monthly donation thing is important, because it lets me know, okay, this is a sustainable thing, it's supported month after month. And if you just listen to Sleep to Strange and you support the show, let me know. So then I know, okay, there's people listening to Sleep to Strange and I need to keep it going. I mean, I don't plan on getting rid of it. I want to keep making Sleep With Me 12 times a month and keep being able to release the Sleep to Strange episodes twice a week. But let me know. Support Sleep to Strange, please. And let me know when I can keep making this. I'm trying to get to by the end of June, get up to 2,000 patrons. And then by the end of the summer, have enough patrons that I can say, okay, I can transition into this and I can keep doing everything at the current rate. So please, if you enjoy the show, you get value out of it. Please don't wait. Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron or go to patreon.com and look for Sleep With Me. All right. Thanks so much. And here's your show.
All right. So moving on, it's trending Twitter Tuesday. I'm going to get the phone. I got figured all the taking the screenshots out. So we got Twitter booted and trending. I think we're ready to go. I also tried to, maybe not. Figured out how to silence this phone. So it's silenced, so it shouldn't bother us. You hear the phone. I got to keep it away from me, though, too, because it gets on the mic there. Maybe I put it in my airplane mode, but then I'm worried that something, you know, something's going to come up. But anyway, so the trends are loaded. It's trending Twitter Tuesday. Let's get started. So it's trending Twitter Tuesday, guys, girls, lords, ladies, germs, microbes, spores, everybody. You know, you guys have been waiting with bated breath for this, and you've waited 1 week too long. And that is for the return of our good friend, Mr. Ray Perkins. He's going to be taking the mic tonight. Surprise, surprise. Ray, how you doing? You in the studio?
Hello, my friend. I'm here. I'm in the studio, my friend.
Now, Ray, I got to tell you, I dropped the thing that records the podcast. So you're only going to hear your voice in one ear. Is that going to throw you off? What do you mean, my voice in one ear? Well, it's weird because we're off mic here. This is just to kind of make the show look good, but it will be. Okay, so I'm going to give the headphones over to you. I'm going to do the trending Twitter Tuesday setup first. Are you ready? Oh, my friend, I can't even believe I'm back. I'm so happy. You know, it's been 5 weeks more. Okay, Ray, go ahead.
All right, guys, it's trending Twitter Tuesdays. Tuesday's trends told in a tale of for Tuesday from a Sunday. Trending Twitter Tuesdays. Oh, yeah, I'm going to pause it.
Oh, you're right. I'm going to pause it. Hello.
Oh, wait a second. Scooter, you're not kidding. It's only one ear. I can only hear myself in one ear. Okay, my friends. Hello, this is your friend Ray. It's going to take me a second to get used to this because normally I'm wearing these headphones and I'm speaking into a microphone. I know Scooter, he tries to be mysterious with his whole production technique thing, but you wear headphones and the kind of headphones that, you know, kind of block out the outside sounds, my friends. Oh,
I'm sorry, I don't care to talk about this stuff. I just care to say hello. 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 Now, I have missed you so. It's your buddy Ray, and I've just been saying, Scooter, when it, and he says, oh, well, I got this Halloween, you know, huh? And I say, what do you mean? What, just because I'm an old man, you don't think I do Halloween? You know, you've seen me. Remember when I dressed up as, you know, I said I could do a Halloween thing, and I got a tale to tell. And he said, no, well, I got this thing. And I said, okay, my friend, that's fine. You're being creative. I support you 125% plus another 75 plus infinity. Your friend Ray is here to support you too. I'm so thankful to have my voice in your ears. And I got a lot of you to thank, but I got to get on to the show, Ray. See, Scooter's told, I got to get on to the show, Scooter said, but I'm going to take some time at some point to thank all of you that say, like Scooter, he's a little jealous because you like me better than him, but I know that's his thing. I know you love him, but you just like, you get a taste of Ray. You want more Ray. I'm like a little ray of sunshine in your ears, carrying you off to dreams of arrears or something. But anyway, but okay, why am I here? Is what Scooter said. And believe it or not, we're still on my... Wait,
Ray, would you still... Didn't your vacation's over, right?
Oh, my friend, no. In my Disney vacation from August you're talking about?
Yeah, didn't you? You went to all those parks. You gotta give...
Oh, my friend, I've only covered 4 days of my vacation. The Disney World. Oh, you poor neophyte. Now, this guy, maybe you folks out there, you don't know what it's like to milk a Disney vacation for every drop. Every drop you friggin' can. Well, your friend Ray is here to tell you how to do it. And I'm here to tell you about day 5 of my vacation. I was down there in the hot August heat. Or is it just July? I forget, my friends. Oh, it's hard to do this with my voice only in one ear here. With the friggin' equipment. Scooters has some equipment problems. Oh, but anyway.
What, Scooter? Oh, what time is it? Tell him what time it is. It's 5:46 when you took the pictures here.
Okay, Scooter wants you to know it was 5:46 when he did the Twitter. Now, my day 5 at Disney, and I'm going to give you a little day 5. Like I said, I was trying to do a metaphor, and then we got thrown off, but I was telling you about squeezing every drip, because I am going to squeeze some water out of this Disney, because it's hot, it's humid, but it's oh so water park episode that I'm going to do for you, because on day 5, now normally, my friends, well, about day 5, let's see, I stay 5, 10 days. Yeah, this is about my day to get a little water park action in. Now, you got your Disney parks, you got, we'll run through them again. We got your Magic Kingdom, that's where Mickey and Minnie live in the castle. Well, I guess technically, Sleeping Beauty is Cinderella, some such person lives in the castle, technically. But, you know, in our hearts, Mickey and Minnie, the Magic Kingdom is magical. Then you have the Epcot.
I thought you said you shut this phone off, Scooter. Sorry, Ray. I guess it's on quiet. Okay, well, what should I do here? The phone is friggin'... Okay, well, sorry.
Okay, sorry about that, my friends. The phone is buzzing. Don't want the pictures of Twitter. Now, while you're sitting here remembering your Halloweens, now I want you to remember, so... They got the Epcot Center. That's where I was. The big golf ball. The countries. The future world. The world showcase. The laser light show. That's Epcot Center. Then you got the Disney Studios, which is for the love of movies and Pixar and Star Wars and action rides. And then you have a little place called the Animal Kingdom, where the animals and the shows and the... I don't know if I told you about the dinosaur ride there, but I think I forgot. the Everest and the Safari. But a little note, not everybody knows that Disney also has not one, but two water parks. And they are full of water and full of fun. So, my friends, this was a whatever day. I can't remember. It was the weekdays. And I said, Ray, if you are not retired and you were playing it by the rules of a typical life of a normal person, you'd be getting up for work. But I woke up bright and early. Now, just because you never heard of this Disney water park does not mean that everybody in Florida doesn't know that it gets hot there. So, Ray, I get up about 6:30 a.m. Now, the water park I'm going to is a little place called the Typhoon Lagoon. And it's, you catch a bus just like everything else, my friends. No driving needed. And it opens up an hour early on certain days to Disney Resort guests. So I'm going there to get in early. And then just like I've told you before, get there before it opens. So I go over to get out of my room. I stretch. I get another beautiful Florida morning. About 7 a.m., the park opens at 8. I go, I get a coffee. I say to myself, Ray, get yourself some eggs. You're going to need some protein. You're going to want to, you know, maybe it'll puff up the muscles a bit. Maybe not, my friends. But I go out there. I go to the food court. I have some bacon. I have a little biscuit, a little too dry for my taste, but what are you going to do? And I have some eggs scrambled. Now I wonder if they were, you know, real eggs or some sort of egg type creation, but what, you know, I ate it. And the bacon was tasty, but bacon always is. And then I drank a coffee, I drank a juice, and then I go to the bathroom because I say, Ray, you know, I got a backpack with my suit. I got a couple towels. I got my shades. I got my screen. I got a big bottle of water because you can never have too much water. And I'm ready for the Typhoon Lagoon, my friends. And so I get ready to go. Now I see right in front of my hotel, there's a man set up doing interviews with the TV and the radio thing. And I say to him, I say, hello, how you doing? Where you from? What are you doing? He says, we're here with Skyscraper Live, channel something or other. And I say, Sky what? And he says, Skyscraper Live. And I say, well, pleased to meet you. I'm Ray. And I said, do you know Scooter? He said, what? And he said, well, doing a little show here. He goes, I got two celebrities I'm going to give you a choice of. And you give me the reason, and you give me an answer and a reason. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'm just going to say two names. You tell me which one you'd pick. And I say, pick for what? And he says, you decide. And I say, okay, my friend, give it to me. He says, Mark Sanchez or John Legend. And I say, that's no problem. First of all, no offense to Mark Sanchez, but he's a bit of a bum, messing up the Jets, making George R. R. Martin unhappy. And if George R. R. Martin's not happy, Scooter's not happy, and then I'm not happy. So that's one. Two, John Legend, beautiful voice. Second or third or fourth point, I'm not sure, my friend. Am I on the air? And he says, well, we're recording it for a segment. And I say, okay, well, then you can edit that part out. But I say point three or four about John Legend. Now, I don't know if you remember the Oscars of when the year WALL-E came out, but Mr. Peter Gabriel sang the song that goes at the end of WALL-E, which is a beautiful, beautiful song. But for some strange reason, Mr. Peter Gabriel was unavailable to sing it at the Oscars, and they bring out Mr. John Legend. And I thought I loved Peter Gabriel's version, but I only liked it because when I heard the sweet, dulcet tones of Mr. John Legend singing this song about digging in the earth and picturing WALL-E and Eva swirling around in love and the life of loamy land and the growth. And I loved it. So Mr. John Legend will be my guest today at the water park called Typhoon Lagoon. We're going to go on Crusher Gusher. And the guy says, oh, thank you. That's enough. I say, okay, well, you know, if John Legend hears about it, he's probably going to know else what we're doing because it's going to be a good time. I'm talking about water. And they said, and then I see my bus. I say, okay, never mind, my friend. Thank you for your time. Good day. And then they had me sign a release. I jump on my bus, and I'm on my way to the Typhoon Lagoon. Now, my friends, you know me and buses and Disney. Now this bus here, it's got to make another stop. I was such a in the zone. I didn't even know, but it stops at the water park second after it stopped at, I think, Epcot Center or something. But I did not mind because, you know, Ray likes to, you know, press the flesh. Well, I guess that's another, like, talk to the folks on the... And I happened to sit next to her on the bus, and I see this young woman. She looked about 35, 40 years old, looking out the window. And her face, to put a term on it, would be forlorn. And she looked like she was about to cry. And my heart just said, oh boy, Ray, I'm going to melt. And I don't know, what should we do here? Should we give her privacy? Or should we talk to her? Is she going to a theme park like this sad? What is going on? And I say, excuse me, ma'am, I don't mean to intrude. And if it bothers you, I can move away or keep my mouth shut. But are you okay? And she said, like that, my friend, like, uh-uh. And I said, oh, my dear, my name's Ray. And what's going on? Do you want to talk to somebody about it? And she says, Whedon. And I say, Sweden, I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't hear you. And she says something about a weed den, I believe, and the Raiders and her son. And I said something about, I could not make it out. And I said, and then I heard the name Alex. And I said, maybe that's a son. Maybe it's some, you know, I'm not sure. I said, who's Alex? Who is Alex, my friend? And she said, that's my son. You're right. And I said, what, did you just read my mind? And she said, you were thinking out loud. And I said, oh, well, I have a tendency to do that. And I say, yeah, well, what's going on with Alex? And she says, he fell in with the wrong crowd, and he's puffing blunts, she said, and wearing Raiders, going to Raiders games and causing trouble. And she's terribly afraid for him. And he lives his room, she said, is a weed den, a den of weed. And I say, I could tell you're scared. You must love your son terribly much. And I say to her, do you think you know, does he know you how much you love him? And she says, I don't know. I don't know. And I say, well, do you think your son loves you? And she says, I do. And I said, do you think he knows you support him? And she said, I don't know. And I said, well, you know, why don't you try to find out the answers to those two questions when you have a chance? Now, I don't know if he's with you on this vacation or what, but let me tell you about a guy who used to be a real jerk and used to yell at people and get into fights and drink and mess around with, you know, well, I still do that. I mean, get himself in a lot of trouble and hurt people and say, you know, son of a stupid witch's grandmother and stuff like that. That's much worse. And, you know, my mom, it was a me, and now I'm a nice guy. I'm talking to you on the bus, trying to help you. And when my mother, she said, a lot of times, she said, Ray, what's wrong with you? Why do you got to break your mother's heart? And we just lived we lived in this place called Park Chester. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but that's where I was raised. And, you know, now my voice, you know, if you're from there, you probably say, that's no Park Chester accent. I know, I've lived anyway, I say, ma'am. So one day, if there's love and the support, you know, hopefully your mother's heart could be unbroken. That's what I tell myself when I cry myself to sleep. But, you know, tell your son you love him and support him, and he has to make his own way in the world, and that's the hardest thing as a parent. No, I don't have a child of my own because of a certain issues with belly dances I'm not willing to disclose, but... ma'am, I think it's going to be okay, okay? Because we're pulling up to the water park. I got to recommend for you, ma'am. There's a river, a lazy river. You just lie in that river. Whatever you need to do, breathe or sing or look around at the joy running around in all directions. Or, you know, speak with your Lord or whoever you pray to. Whatever you need to do, ma'am. You're going to be okay, I promise you that, okay? It's going to, whatever works out is going to work out. Just because my mother would not, anyway, it'll be okay, ma'am. And she says, oh, thank you, That's what I needed to hear. And then I said, well, excuse me, because I've got a couple water slides to slide down. And would you believe it, a couple of water slides I'm going to slide up, and you won't be able to believe it unless you're ready to rock with your friend Ray. I did not say that part to the woman. I said that as I was getting off the bus. And I got to the gates of the park with some other folks, about only 25, 30 folks. We paid our admission, but I had my magic band, so I just walked right in. And then we had a wait to get into the park. Now, okay, my friends, now I need to tell you, we're waiting in line here to get in. Now, let me tell you the story of Typhoon Lagoon, because like all Disney things, it has a little made-up story to help you in your suspension of disbelief and get in the zone. And believe me, Ray gets in the zone. So Typhoon Lagoon, what happened was that it was this man who called himself Captain Guy Liner, and he was the king of Gore, he said. And Gore was this great beast of the sea, and he would ride it around, and he wore eyeliner made from Squid Ink, and he would shoot through the wave. Now, I'm just kidding, my friends. I'm just kidding. There's no Captain Guy Liner and no sea creature named Gore. The Typhoon Lagoon was, the story is, it's like this old, we used to be this tropical fishing paradise and cove and such thing. And then this giant typhoon came in and swept everything and made it all crazy. And what was left over was stuff to ride for fun. Now, maybe in hindsight, the Disney folks would have said, well, this is kind of would have been a tragedy. There probably would have been loss of life with the typhoon. There's a ship on top of a mountain called Miss Tilly on Mount Mayday. I think it's called Mount Mayday. And then there's abandoned, you know, fishing gear and everything. So people would have got hit in the head. But anyway, you know, it's just supposed to be fun. So, you know, put the tragedy aside. And I'd say, okay, well, this happened many years ago. Let it be. We're here to ride the rides. Or maybe it was under, I don't know. But let's just have fun, okay? Despite the typhoon that swept everyone away, we get to benefit by it, I guess, is the thing. And now it's abandoned for fun. So you go into the park. Now, my friends, don't have a plan. Always have a plan. My plan is put on my sunscreen. And then I say to this young woman who's taking tickets, I say, how you doing now, ma'am? I'm here by myself. My name's Ray. You have, wow, your eyes are so brown. They're in those speckles in there. What color are those? And she giggles, and I say, I'm sorry. I was just swept away by your eyes like the Miss Tilly in the Typhoon Lagoon. I say, listen, I need someone to rub some sunscreen in my back. What do you say? My back is actually not half bad. No, not. Could you do that for me? And she says, sure. And she rubs in the sunscreen on my back. I say, well, it's lovely to meet you. Maybe I'll see you later. Maybe not. I got to move on because it looks like the park's opening. Now I have a plan. My plan is to go to a little something called the Crush and Gusher section of the park. And it's, I think you take about 3.5 rights or something. I can't remember, friends, but it's on the one part side of the park. It's the newest part of the park. Not everybody knows. This is where you go first because it has a little something called water roller coasters, friends. Now, the theme of the ride, my friends, is that it's an old fruit processing plant that had something to do with the typhoon. It shut down. And there's all these chutes, these three different, there's three different water coasters inside this area. And you go where the fruit used to get processed. Now you get on the ride. I can't remember. Let me think what they were called. There's like a coconut crusher. So I go on that first because it has a C, I think. I don't know why. And that one, you go up, you wouldn't believe these rides if I told you it's a water slide and a roller coaster. So you go up, you get shot up by jets of water, you go down very, very fast, you go twisting, you go twirling, you got jets of high-powered water pushing you along. Oh, and you're laughing, and the air is breathing, and kids are laughing, and then you land in the water at the end, and it's like, oh boy, that was great. So I do the coconut crusher a few times. Then the next one's the pineapple plunger. Now I do that. I do those two. Now the only catch of the thing is that I'm by myself. Those two rides, you can go on as much as you want by yourself. Now there's no line because it's the opening of the day. It's the first hour of the park. There's barely anyone in there. So I go on those two rides. I'll be honest with you, 20 times maybe total. I don't know. And then I say, well, I'd like to go on this third one, the Banana Blaster, I don't know what it's called, banana something. I say, oh dear, I got to find somebody to go on. And then, of course, I'm walking around and I'm, you know, walking around, going on the ride, walking around again. And I see my friend again and I say, the one from that put the sunscreen on me, I say, oh, hey, are you Alex from the Target commercials? And she says, pleased to meet you, I am. And I say, well, you look even more beautiful in person than you do on the commercials. And she laughs. She says, I don't even know what you're talking about. And she said, you're a little rapscallion. And I say, well, I'm a little sad because I got no one to go on the Banana Blaster with me. And she says, I'm about to go on break. If my supervisor doesn't see me, I could go on it with you. Let me change. She runs off. She runs back. She's in a one-piece, very professional swimsuit. And we go on the Banana Blaster. And, oh, boy, the banana was blasting. This thing is even more powerful. That's why you need two people, because it's shooting you along. And we're taking turns. She's in the front. I'm in the front. She's in the back. Oh, and we're laughing. And I'll be honest with you. When I was on that run, I think I fell a little bit in love with Alex. That was not her real name, because I just made that up to you know, say hello to her. And I said, oh, boy, this ride is like being on the X Factor. My heart is pitter-pattering, and I don't know if it's the water or the ups and the downs. Like, this could be a metaphor for the two of us, Alex. And she says, I can't hear you because the water's blasting. I said, thank goodness, because I was a little creepy. And then I say, okay. And she says, I got to go back to work. That was great. And I say, well, it was lovely meeting you. Have a good day. And she goes off. And I said, oh, boy, Ray, you should have said, you dropped the ball on that one, Ray. And I said, well, we'll see what happens. So, my friends, the rest of the park there, after the Crush and Gush, it's an easy street because those are the most popular rides. Now, I don't even think the park, I've probably been there an hour. Now, so I go to the next part of the park, which is the Mount Mayday that has the rest of the water slides on it. Now, to be honest, I'm feeling a bit like Peyton Manning, because I feel like I dropped the ball with the young lady. And I know Ray's, you know, friends with ladies, but this felt a little bit different. I don't know. So I felt like I had this perfect season riding this ride with her. And then I just, you know, fell apart. I don't know. It was very... But whatever, I say, right, get over it. Get over yourself. She's probably not even interested in you. And, you know, the age difference is unbelievably, probably disgusting to most folks, but they don't know you like I do because I'm you. And I said, what do you say, Ray? We ride some rides. And I said, well, it's going to be tough to peak those rides, but let's do it. So I go on some slides, and then I start seeing more young people. And they're having fun, and I mean kids, I mean teens, I mean 20s, I mean 30s, I mean 40s. So I go on the Humunga Cowabunga rides, which are these different water slides. They're all fast and inside. And then they have, I think three or four of those. Then there's the Storm Slides, which are even more water slides. Now, these slides are fun. These slides are fun, but not quite as fun as the other water slides, but I'm having fun. And then I go to the Tube Rides. Now there's May Day Falls, which was fun, a little bit rough, but I liked that. And then there's, Keyhole Falls. I take that one. That's a little bit smoother. Now every 30 minutes, the boat at the top of Mount Mayday ejects water out its roof and makes a bunch of noise. It's called the Miss Tilly. And it has a geyser and a horn, so that's fun, and everybody yells. Everybody was in a great mood that day. I get to the end of the Keyhole Falls, and now there's a family raft ride. I'm like, oh, wish I had a family here with me to go on this ride. But I see a group of kids, I don't know how old they were, and they're all gathered around, and they're pressing on a phone. And I say, hey, is everybody all right over here? I did not know they were on a phone. I was worried somebody was hurt or sick. And they said, oh, no, we're doing a live chat here. And this is Jake Miller. He's doing the Jake Miller live chat. And I say, I never heard of you. Which one is Jake Miller? And this young man says he is, I think. I don't know. I was a bit confused. And they say, what are you doing? I say, I'm Ray. I'm here to ride the water. I'm sliding the slides. You know how it is. Did you guys go on the Crush and Gusher? They said, the line's too long. I said, oh, you should have got here when it opened. Let me tell you, kids, come here tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. You can ride it all day. And maybe a couple of you fall in love. Because I fell in love on that ride, I'll be honest with you. And the kids say, what do you mean? Let's get this on the live chat. He starts, someone's transcribing or something. And I said, well, I felt like I was a royal on the Downton Abbey. And I was someone that worked in the park. And there was a whole tension. But she snuck on the rides or something. So I took a break. I'm even scared a little bit she's going to get fired. And I know we broke the class lines or whatever the theme park lines. And we were laughing. And then she had to go back to work. I did not see her pockets on a swimsuit. So, and I did not have my, I forgot to tell you, I put my cell phone in my wallet in a locker with all my other stuff other than my towels and my sunscreen and my water. Forgot about that, but anyway. But these kids, they were so, I guess they were older than I thought because they're like, oh, well, Jake Miller, he seemed like a fine young man. He was very polite. He said, maybe I could learn something or two from you. How did you meet this young woman? And I said, are you putting on this live chat? And he said, I am. And I said, well, maybe this will be like a missed chances thing in the newspaper classifieds. And they said, what's a newspaper and what are classifieds? And I thought they were joking, but they were not. And they said, I think I know what a newspaper is. That's a thing people throw on the ground in our yard. And I say, correct. One day there was a, well, I said, let's not get into the whole Third Estate type thing. And I say, okay, let me tell you, because what happened was I said to her, are you Alex from Target? And she said, I just used that to say hello. And I was not trying to fall in love. Well, seduce her. She just had rubbed sunscreen on my back. One, very nice of her. Her eyes were the most beautiful brown I've ever seen in my life, and they fit perfectly with a beautiful face and her nose and her eyebrows and her long hair and a nice brown ponytail. So I was charmed. And then she had on a swimsuit, and let me tell you, I don't talk about women's bodies in a demeaning way, but but all I can say is, oh my, okay? Do you understand, kids? And he says Kazalowski or something. I say, I'm sorry, did you just say Kelly Kapowski? And he said Kazalowski, and who's Kelly Kapowski? I said, don't worry about it. I said, that girl, she didn't really remind me of her directly, but I thought that was something we could relate because you're young, but maybe not. And they say, that's a Kazalowski. And I say, what do you mean? They say, when you fall in love with someone and, you know, they don't even know you like them, or, you know, there's a tension and you never break the tension. And I say, my friend, I've always prided myself on finding out if that tension was real or false, but I'm not sure what happened here because I think I was confused in my emotions and the wave action of the banana blast. And my, you know, the wet of the water has always been something. How old are you, kids? Can I use sexual on this thing? Because it's, are you 18? And they laugh and they say, close enough. And I say, well, it's creating this, you know, this blasting and there's water and spraying and sunscreen. And it's a two-person boat and we're falling on each other. And I say, and they say, listen, Ray, you pulled a Kazalowski. You had a romance in your head. It might be gone. It might not. You get in the lazy river. You're old enough to have a drink. Have a couple drinks. Go around the lazy river and unwind. And I say, kids, you're right. Sorry if I perverted you or corrupted you. I did not mean to do that. And they have a little lazy river. And I don't remember what the name of the lazy river is, but they also have a bar. And I go to the bar. I order myself a couple of adult beverages. I don't remember what they ever think they were, daiquiris, with they were those pina coladas with some red stuff in them. So they were like a bloody pina. I don't know. Some raspberry syrup. And I have a couple of those, and I go around in the Razor River, and I let the ice-cold beverage and the rum and everything else bring me back into I said, Ray, what are you doing? You're acting like you're a schoolboy that's never kissed a girl. What, you also been out of shape? You didn't even know this girl's name. And hopefully, God forbid, she did not get in trouble because you asked her to one. That's not, you're not supposed to be rubbing your back, rubbing sunscreen on customers' backs. And what kind of customer asks for that? And hopefully you didn't ask her to ride the ride with you and get a fight. What if someone told on her if that's against the policy? And then I remember the bus and the mother on the bus. I said, well, the girl had to make her own choices. But if I see her again, I'll apologize because that you're correct. That was probably on not a good thing, Ray. And I try to pride myself on other people's feelings and being kind. But I don't know if I was, you know, sometimes Ray's heart and Ray's, well, be honest, folks, my, like, need for connection confuses my ability for kindness. Or maybe not kindness, but saying, hey, like, I need to find out if this feeling we're sharing, are we sharing it or is only in my mind? But this one, I let it get away from me, but whatever, I'm going around in the Lazy River and I'm take a little bit of a nap. I'll be honest with you, my head, I get into some crook and I'm just, the water action's waving me and I drank my two drinks at about 11 in the morning. Big mistake, and I sleep. And the next thing I know, someone's tapping me on the shoulder and I look up and it's Alex from Target and she says, hey, and I say, hello. And she says, well, you're falling asleep there. And I said, yeah. And she said, were you dreaming? And I said, she said, were you dreaming of me? And she laughed like, and I said, as a matter of fact, you know, I was dreaming of the opportunity to apologize to you because, and I said, let me get out of this inner tube here because I feel like a fool. Could you wait up there for a second? And she said, sure. But she said, I think I, you know, made it a little too intense, but I carry my inner, I let the inner tube go. Actually, I thought I was going to carry it, but I did not. And it takes me a little while to find a way out of this thing. But she meets me at the stairs and I say, listen, hey. By the way, my name's Ray. I would love to know your name. And she says, my name's Courtney. And I say, oh, that's lovely. Is it Courtney with a C or a K? And she says, it's with a CK. And she laughs. And I say, oh, and I say, oh boy, you're a joker. And I said, listen, Courtney, I'm terribly ashamed to say it was probably not appropriate for me to ask you to put sunscreen on my back. And I hope you did not think that I just wanted you to touch me because I actually did need the sunscreen on my back. And I did, you know, I had already intended on asking you before I fell into your deep brown eyes. And that was just a happenstance that I did not like look up. And she's just said, I know. And I said, well, I shouldn't have asked you because I did not, you probably shouldn't be touching the customers. And she said, well, I don't just touch any customer. I would have said no. She's like, there was something about you. She's like, you got some kind of kind eyes. She said, I don't even know. Are those hazel or green or blue? And I say, all three. Thank you. And I said, well, there's another thing I need to apologize because I wanted to ride the Banana Blast. So I asked you, and I said, you probably were on break. You probably had something. Are you even allowed to ride the rides when you're on break? And she said, well, no. But to be honest, I'll be honest with you, Ray. I've never ridden any of those Crush and Gusher rides. I've been scared since I worked here to go on them because I had this thing of fear of what, believe it or not, I'm a lifeguard here at the park as well as working the other jobs. And I've always been afraid of getting sucked into the bottom of the pool. It's one of my childhood fears. And I know they had those giant water cannon things to make the roller coaster go. And I've always been afraid to go on those Crush and Gusher rides. Until you asked me. So I said, wait a second, let's do this. She said, you know, I have to thank you. And yeah, we're not really supposed to go on the rides, but, well, you know, she said, it's fine. And as a matter of fact, this is my last week at work. And, you know, this is, so it wasn't that big a deal. And finally, I overcame my fear of the Crush and Gusher. And I had so much fun that I'm going to do it again tomorrow. Or maybe later on tonight. And she said, would you want to ride the rides later on this evening? Because I get off work in a couple hours. And she said, you know, I think I had fun riding the rides with you. And I said, listen, Courtney, I would love to, but I just need to get to clear the area because my intention is that when we were on that ride together, falling around on each other, I'm just not some, I find you beautiful, Courtney. Do you understand? So I don't want to, you know, just, and she put her fingers on my lips. And she said, well, what are you staying at a hotel? Why don't we go for a swim and get a bite to eat or, you know, something like that before we come back and ride the rides, Mr. Banana Blast. And she looked down, never mind, don't worry your ears about that whole thing. And so that's the end of my tale, my friends. I thought I was going to get to two water parks, but, you know, there's only so many times Ray falls in love on a vacation, and I know it's a, this was the only time I used the words L-O-V-E. And, you know, we'll see how that turns out with me and Courtney. Or where she moved to, those are all unresolved things for you. At the end of your tale, I hope you're asleep because I love talking to you. But I love putting you to sleep even more. Your friend Ray, good to be back. I'm going to be back again sooner than 5 or 6 weeks, Scooter. And hopefully you'll have this fixed so I can hear my... Well, okay, it doesn't really matter. So this is your friend Ray saying goodnight, sweet, sweet goodnight to all of you. I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad you're hearing me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good night.